Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Sarin's head pokes out of that water. She looks around and you see Thorn. She's about to call out and then she spots the creatures and she closes her mouth very quickly. It's the fish's turn.
Uh-huh.
Its tail whips out at you. When it hits you, when its tail hits you, it hits you so hard it nearly knocks you unconscious for a second.
But it does pop your ears back in.
That 1 second of unconsciousness,
yeah.
For you, you perceive as a year.
Oh, no.
You spend a year in an infinite realm of dead corn.
I'm about to become the punished corn knight.
It's your turn.
Okay, I would like to grab my net.
Uh-huh.
Try and net the fish.
I hate you.
I just looked down at my my weapons. I got a net. I'm going to grab it. How dare ye!
I imagine you get back to this fight, you don't even know what the fuck is going on.
What's going on? I've spent a year in fucking corn hell.
Trying to get the net over it, but it's already swum away.
God damn it. God damn it.
Thorn, what would you like to do? Sarin, looking at you very obviously, she glances up again. She doesn't say anything, but giving you a very meaningful look, she like gestures back down the way she came.
Can I swan dive straight into that aperture?
With an acrobatics check, I'll allow it.
If I flub that check, how fucked am I?
A little.
I can do a tuck roll.
Yeah.
Cancel all damage from falling. Yeah. I'll do it.
You're good. You gracefully dive and you let the current explode you forwards and out. You can see this crazy catfish. That is, I think, 30 feet of your movement. So how much movement do you have?
40
feet. All right, you got an extra 10 feet of movement. You could close in with this catfish if you wanted to.
Seeing the corn now with tears in my eyes. Mascara running.
So with all the momentum behind me, I'm going to take out another harpoon. Mm-hmm. I recovered the ones I used earlier, of course.
Yeah.
And I just hurl it at the fish.
Nice.
You hit once. Oh, are you raging?
Yes. I mean, I haven't raged yet, but maybe like I should rage before I do so.
Yeah.
We'll have to resolve the wild magic first. I will let you keep this roll, though, so you still hit on your first
attack. Okay, thank
you.
Yeah, so dive, bonus action, rage.
It seems so scared of rage in the fucking cosmic hole.
You hear, yeah, no, sure enough, when you rage, you hear a thrumming behind you. You affected the portal somehow.
Oh. Tequila. What, Adam?
Who would you like to designate as your target?
The catfish.
Surely the catfish is right choice. Heal target to full hit points.
Coster and target are both frozen in ice. I'm sorry, but you lose the attack.
That's so funny. Like, ha, Thorn's coming to save me. Oh. Okay.
And, I'm just an ice cube in a cosmic margarita.
You are unfortunately very aware of what's happening.
No.
Just in my head.
Instead, because you lost your action, I'll allow you to use your action instead to try and break out. That would be a straight up strength check.
Okay. In the words of Freddie Mercury, I want to break free.
Do you get advantage to this because of rage,
on strength
right?
checks, I am raging.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thankfully, you're almost immediately crack. You break your way out of the ice.
The catfish isn't.
No, the catfish is still stuck.
Sweet.
It's Sorin's turn. What's she going to do? She pops out next to you. Okay. She's got her breath of air.
All right. All
it's
right.
It's the fish's turn.
We'll kill this catfish.
Oh, it's not that strong.
Not strong enough.
It's still stuck in ice.
Aha! All
right. It's your turn.
Net positive.
Okay. I'd like to straddle the ice and just drive my corn sword into it.
All right. I'll give you this round. I won't roll. Oh, well, I'll roll to see if you get a critical, but I'll say you just hit.
Yeah, okay.
It's basically incapacitated.
Yeah.
All right. Neither of them are critical hits, but you do hit twice.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If it is still alive, yeah, it's going to escape.
Yeah, okay.
So 10, 20, 22 points of damage.
Corn, how dare you? How dare you?
It is still alive, but uh-oh, you have bloodied it.
Okay. All right.
Well, you beyond bloodied it, but yeah, it's bloodied.
Okay.
It
okay
slips out of your grasp though now, Knight. Thorn, it's your turn again.
I think the harpoons are just like they're buffered.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like I'm playing a fighting game. The actions have been buffered.
Yeah.
So all right, the harpoon comes out now, finally. And I've got two attacks, so two harpoons.
Your first harpoon hits, dealing 5 points of damage. And the
is that including the extra damage from rage?
Oh, sorry, 7 points of damage.
There we go.
Ho, wazza, wazza.
Oh, my God. All right. And on one hit point, your second attack is also a hit. The catfish slams into you, but you drive at near point blank range, drive the harpoon, and what do you say as you kill the creature?
Tequila!
The creature stops moving, struggles a bit, but stops moving, and then slowly you watch it drift down into darkness.
We'll surface.
Oh, so you're going to try and swim through the thing or go up to the surface?
Swim through the thing.
Through the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you're here
into
now.
The horrible room.
Yeah, into
all right,
the...
I'll say without too much trouble, so long as you or Sorin Thorn are going first, you know to be quiet or whatever, yeah, and then one of you waits by the entrance as the Corn Knight, you emerge, shut the fuck up about corn for once. Sorry, shut the fuck up about a corn for once.
Okay. All right, I'll...
All right. You can see all of those chokers still glued to the new ceiling of the domed area.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't spotted you yet, but they appear to be having like a moment of quiet and okay searching. You secret yourselves again in among the books.
Can I see the hammer
yes
and stuff
you
now?
See, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pointed out to you. Yep.
What do I know about the hall?
I get a bad boy card. You know nothing.
I go no.
You sat on your weapon. A weapon of your choice is broken. Attack rolls with it are made at disadvantage until it's fixed. Corn knight.
No! My net. Oh, well. Too bad.
Your corn sword. Oh, no. As you're swimming up, you accidentally get it jammed in the corridor, and it bends a little bit.
Oh, no.
Your corn sword now has disadvantage.
It's been a bad day for the corn knight.
I'd like to take a cutlass from my belt and hand the scimitar to you.
Much appreciated. As you can see, the corn sword is... damaged.
Sad day.
Tis
when
a
one's
sad
signature weapon.
Tis a sad day for corn.
Quicker question we must ask ourselves. Do we wish to concern ourselves with this rift, or do we just take the hammer and leg it?
Sorry, this is a great question, Srim, but shut up for a second. I love the idea of the corn sword like withering when you were in corn hell. It's just like a withered husk.
Yeah. Oh no. It gets full of like what does corn get attacked by? Like the there's like
mites?
a specific mites crawling up and down it. Oh no.
Oh, horrible.
How terrible. I gotta go back to corn realm and see what's going on there.
Find a corn healer.
I don't know what the hole is, I say.
It's beautiful.
I've not looked in it because I'm too scared.
In that hole, in that rift, is a being that I know as Koz, one of the gods of the ethereal expanse. I'm a hermit god, a feather star at the root of the world, that when it awakens will cause the end of all magic and then all things.
That's less than ideal. How do we... Well, I guess it's not for us to stop, right? We just let the dwarves upstairs know what's going on.
Well, look down there. It's got its slimy tentacles wrapped around the hammer, the object of our interest.
Okay. Do we think we could... Because obviously I feel like attacking it outright is going to end it with us...
Badly.
Yeah, dead. What if we replaced it with something? I like hold up my Colin sword.
Sarin tucks her magical loot deep into her pack.
We replace it with an object possibly even more powerful.
Maybe it will sense the sort of deficit of magic in the Colin sword.
You hear
pump it right back up.
Sarin zips her bag off.
Yeah. If the corn realm is indeed damaged, as I saw in my vision, perhaps that will harm the entity on
you
the other
saw
side.
An apocalyptic vision?
Aye. For a year I lived in a world bereft of corn. Endless withered husks as far as the eye could see.
And the corn realm is but the first of many worlds that will suffer from Koz's awakening.
I must stop him.
We have to close that rift.
We have to.
This world suffer the same fate as the corn realm.
I cannot let it happen. Not to corn. Okay, so the plan is to try and kind of...
You kill me. You hurt me.
You gave me the vision of corn realm. You canonized corn realm.
Corn realm is not canonized.
You just did it then.
It's not. It was in your own mind.
I went somewhere. So
no, you... No, you didn't. You didn't go anywhere.
So the plan is to sort of Indiana Jones style.
Yes.
Swap the corn sword for the whatever it was called. The Docker Rocker Rock, was it?
Kurati Chad.
The Kurati Chad.
Kurati.
I actually didn't write it down. So, oh no, I did. Kurati Chad. Okay.
Kurati Virgin Corn Sword. The Kurati Chad Hammer.
We just gotta. Whoa, swap it real quick, and it won't even notice.
Indiana Jones it.
Yeah.
Except that didn't work. Actually,
yeah, didn't work.
Yeah.
And he did it wrong.
We'll do it like Indiana Jones, but better.
Yeah.
Because we'll make it work.
When we do it, it'll work.
Not enough. Video essays are written about how Indiana Jones, even at the job he wants to have, which is adventurer, he's bad at.
Yeah, it's true. He screws it up all the time. All right. Do we think, like, is the plan, are we just going to sneak over there and try and replace it? Or what's the go here?
How can we approach
so the hammer? It would normally have been in the center of this room on a little pedestal, but it is instead... kind of up the wall of this room now. Okay. And there are these tendrils coming from the thing. You know they are a physical thing that you can hold onto and climb. So if you dared touch them, they would form a pretty good ladder.
Okay.
Aside from that, you could climb up to the top, braving the chokers. You will be climbing. They will be in their element. And then you can climb down the book chains and get to it like that if you didn't want to touch the tendrils. Those are your options that I see.
Are there any windows in this room?
There are no windows, no.
All right. Are there any doors in this room?
There are. Yes, there are there were doors to the corridor that you just came through where the water is going through. Mm-hmm. And up above you at the other end, you can see there are doors there, but that'd be a climb up.
You, Thorin, know a lot about this god. What do you think would happen were we to touch the tendrils? Would we be all good or?
Well, there are many myths about Kor.
Right.
For the most part, they say he's a hermit, a dweller of the deep, who can be just as beneficial as it can be harmful. It's just sort of at the time of awakening that it not out of any wrath or any sort of malice,
right,
but just out of sort of an animal urge to, you know, like a whale eats krill, rise up and put an end to magic and then all things. So it's entirely possible that this is not so much an awakening as it is sort of like when you turn over in bed and you, you know, you kind of wrap yourself in the blanket and you're like, oh, right.
And you're back to sleep. Yeah. Okay. All right. So
probably dangerous to get in touch with this thing, but not necessarily apocalyptic.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I'd rather climb its tendrils than face the chokers.
Fair enough. Now, I also do have something of a plan that might...
All right, I'm listening.
...distract the chokers. I have the power to close doors.
Siren nods.
I also have this power.
Me too, I think.
There's a tiefling I can cast thaumaturgy, and one of its explicit powers is close or open doors or windows.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just slam them open, you know, the Exorcist style.
Yeah.
It used to be a different time where you couldn't do this as part of a thaumaturgy spell, a catch-all spell like that. You had to have the open/close
door. Good old open-close.
Yeah.
Love that spell. I remember those days.
So we open the door and let the water in. No.
Well,
I've made a fool of myself.
I could do that.
Siren shrugs. I do not know what your plan is.
Well, my plan was just sort of to make a loud bang and kind of distract them.
Oh,
get them kind of looking in the other direction.
See.
But we could like fill this room a little bit and just sort of float our way to the
house. Having said that, we previously fought the choker underwater because we need air. So.
I wonder how powerful these things are out of water.
Aye. Well, my vote is still for climbing. We make a bang, distract them.
There's really just like countless of these things, right?
I would say so many it's hard to distinguish them from the roof itself.
Okay.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a fight sort of situation.
No, this seems like a dead sort of situation.
Yeah.
All right, well, we distract them, climb the tendrils, and then try and get to the hammer that way.
All right.
I'm so sorry. Now,
surely nothing can go wrong with that plan.
No.
You don't know what's on the other side of those doors, but it is reasonable to assume that when those doors are opened, this place will start flooding.
Okay.
Is that...
But you can close the door
I can
again.
Magically close them.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, okay.
And we could just ride the water level up to the hammer, couldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just letting you know that is a possibility.
Okay, all right, okay.
We could water temple this.
Yeah, okay, all right. Not against it.
You want to water temple this?
Yeah, maybe that's easier. Then we don't have to touch the god tentacles and go insane.
No, that does seem like a potential risk.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then I'm going to outstretch my hand towards the door, and my eyes flash with starlight, and the door slams open.
I'm going to do something called a luck check. It's a little roll I like to do. Basically, I roll D percentiles, and then you try to guess if I rolled really high or really low. The more accurate you are, the luckier you get.
I guess a number and the closer I am, yeah.
Pretty much. So, highs or lows?
Wait, so do I guess a number or do I guess highs or lows?
Highs or lows.
Well, you can guess a number if you want. Yeah. I've never done that before, but I would allow it.
Mm. 69.
Nice. Now here's my favorite part. I will either help you out or lie to you. Guess lower. Now,
don't listen to me.
Did I?
You know,
in
Memento, where
advice?
He's got the like so and so lies or whatever.
Lies.
Adam lies. This is what you got to know.
Guess
but
lower.
But if I'm a guest, is he really going to lie to me?
Yeah. See.
Yeah.
He's lying.
Jackson.
He's lying.
Seriously.
Like, Adam's been so nice to me all through.
Yeah, I have been. Exactly. I've been nice.
Well, he's trying to convince me a little too hard now. Wait a second.
Even if he's right, he's only setting you up for failure in the future because he lulls you into a false sense of security.
I've never done that before. He's lying.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jackson trying to fight against you so that he can look cool in comparison to you.
Surely that's the most boneheaded move not. Possible. 85.
85? So you're going higher. The reverse of what I said.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very sorry. You guessed very wrong.
Oh, no, I've been got.
He got
well,
you.
No, I was telling the truth.
He got you.
I was telling the truth.
Hey, you pranked you good.
Open, you explode open the doors, and instead of water falling out, tendrils, like they had been piled up to the wall, fall out and wrap themselves downwards. The choker creatures, when that happens, all of them you see arc towards the tendrils falling out, and you see tendrils, they're tentacle things, lash out and grab. When they do that, Euthorn, who sees into the veil of magic much better than the Core Knight ever could, see wild magic ripple out as they touch it, and it strikes all of them in many different ways. Some of them burst into flames. One of them turns into a guy. And they die.
Oh, my God. That guy's first ever, like, consciousness was falling, and then he died. What the hell?
Several other strange wild effects. Two of them fuse into each other. A third one teleports onto the tendrils instead. And then one of them, all of the chokers just look at it and then start attacking it and tear it apart.
Did this,
you don't know what happened there.
Portion of chokers.
They're distracted.
Yeah.
Go.
All right. I climb.
All right. You touch the tendrils?
Yeah.
All right. Wild magic goes off.
But surely I'm okay.
Well, let's find out.
Surely, Adam, everything's all right for the corn, though.
Okay. Can you make a note, please? It says, any time for the next year you kill someone, they are raised as a ghoul and try to kill you.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then, Thorn, you're also grabbing it?
You're letting me get halfway up the fucking wall and then turning back and you two are just standing there at the floor?
No, I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go.
All right. You also feel magic rippling back into you. You can now create undead by touching a corpse.
The guy who fell.
Bring him back.
Undead made in this way are never under your control.
No, do it. Don't do it.
No, wait. He'll help us fight.
And then it's Sarin's turn.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Does that work with Mage Hand? Because then you could do it at range.
I wish I had that cantrip.
I would say you need to touch it. Okay, it needs to be skin-on-skin skin contact. All right. Sarin grabs it.
What?
Sarin grabs it, and meow, you turn around. There's a cat in this room. It's not Sarin. Sarin's also here.
Okay.
There's a cat. Meow. Sarin looks back at the cat and says, that fucking cat.
What's happening?
She lets go. She's ignoring the mission.
Oh,
she runs after the cat. Meow! The cat sprints off. Oh, can one of you please give the cat a hurtful nickname?
Okay. Stinky.
No, Stinky's a loving name.
Yeah, you're right. Stinky's.
Okay. A hurtful nickname.
Dumb boy.
Dumb boy.
Yeah, Stinky's good for a cat.
Stinky's a great cat name. I know it's Stinky and he rocks.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to be Stinky. If
I was trying to think of funny names for cats the other day.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good fun just coming up.
Cat. Piss Boy.
Oh, Piss Boy. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Pissy.
Oh, Pissy. Pissy. Pissy.
Pissy.
Pissy.
Anyway, Sorin chases after the cat. Does she try to? All right. Sorin knows enough to not anger the other chokers, but she's not paying attention to the mission anymore. Okay. She's trying to kill this fucking cat.
Starting to think we shouldn't have touched the tendrils.
The two of you begin climbing up the tendrils.
Okay.
Surely touching them more won't do any more harm.
Yeah, it's not going to...
Yeah.
We're not going to get more wild magic.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Why would that happen?
Couldn't be me.
Yeah, it couldn't be me. Couldn't be me.
Both of you are able to climb up to where the hammer is.
Okay.
It is... You will need to grab and really try to pull to get this out of the grasp of the tendrils.
Well, I got to swap it with the corn sword.
All right, so that will be then, if you have the corn sword,
yeah,
it will be then Thorn, you try to tear it out. That'll be a strength check,
uh-huh.
And then Corn Knight, you slip the other one in.
All right, on the count of three. One, two,
three!
Corn!
Unfortunately, Thorn, you yank, but you're unable to tear it from the grasp of the tendrils. It's fine. You just tug at it, and it shifts a little bit, but it's taking you a little while.
Okay.
Wild magic goes off again.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
For both of you touching the tendrils.
Does it happen whenever Thorn touches a dead person?
Every round you spend in contact with these things.
No, I mean, no, because you know how Thorn can now make an undead ghoul or whatever?
Sorry, yeah.
Is that like an intentional thing, or does it just happen if Thorn touches a corpse?
I touch my dinner and the fish comes to life. No!
I would say it's unintentional.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, anytime you touch a... Oh, yeah, you'll need to use cutlery from now on. Hope you don't mind cutlery.
I'm sure a big old turkey leg, it starts wiggling. And
I'm sure you can get this fixed.
Yeah.
There's a potion.
They got people for that. They got people for that.
You now smell and taste like maple syrup.
That's not so bad.
These worst fates.
Yeah.
And Corn Knight.
You now smell and taste like open sewage.
Target's weapon becomes so large they can no longer hold it.
My cutlass.
No.
That's not you, though. That's Target. The hammer begins growing in size.
Oh, fuck, Adam.
Flank. It tears from its moorings and falls.
And I'm like hanging on to this thing.
Oh, no!
Both of you need to make dexterity saving throws to get out of the way.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, my God.
All right, you're lucky.
How are we going to bring this back to the surface?
Both of you leap out of the way. The karate chad slams into the ground and sunders that part of the library.
Can I put the corn sword in now?
I think we're way past that.
You slip the corn sword in where the karate chad was.
Ooh, nailed it.
When the karate chad escapes its moorings, when the tendrils are no longer in it, those tendrils begin immediately with speed receding into the gap, into that crack.
Okay.
And the crack begins closing.
Oh.
You are on the tendrils.
Oh, no!
Like we've cut the sandbags in the theater. We're just going, woo!
Yeah. So, you could try to climb down quickly, or you can just let go. What would you like to do?
Tequila! I'll let go. I'm letting go.
You just let go?
I don't want to go in that dimension.
All right. And Thorn?
I let go.
Yeah.
And we go into free fall together.
Yeah. Woo!
Is there any water we can maneuver ourselves into?
With I would say, acrobatics check, I would allow you to guide yourself into the water for half damage what's about to happen.
We'll do it.
Yep.
All right. So that is for the Corn Knight, you fail. For Thorn, you fail.
Okay.
Unless this is acrobatics check. Do you have anything for this?
Hey, Corn Knight, how injured are you already?
I'm not doing so hot.
I'm gonna grab onto you and I'm gonna shield you from this blow.
Oh,
I'm gonna take
that's
all
so
the
kind
blow.
Of you.
That's a, give me
so it's a 50-foot fall. It's 10d6 if you're taking both damage.
And I rage.
Half damage, right?
I love wild magic first.
Yeah, that's right, I forgot that part.
It's my last rage for the day. I gotta use it well.
Oh my god, this has been so much wild magic in this game. I genuinely did not intend this much wild magic. I mean, I knew there would be a bit, but then
you intended approximately 3 fewer wild magics.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay.
I don't like that noise.
That's a terrible noise.
So, your body glows with bright light forever.
So, there, underneath my skin,
yeah,
in the shape, the vague shape of my skeleton,
yeah,
where my bones are, there's like dots of light, like stars,
yeah,
kind of form of constellations. Those show through when I fall asleep. Like my body sort of becomes partially transparent, and so the constellation
rolls.
Shows through. Now it's just showing through all the time.
People can draw the star. They put a sheet of paper on you and they can draw the stars out.
I never
That's
need
great.
To go behind the X-ray machine
You're
anymore.
You're a star map now. Oh my god.
Okay. Is this good or bad? 10, 20. This is going to be halved. 30. Uh-huh. 34, so you take 22 points of damage.
That's not so bad.
Go That's on. Not so bad at all. I'm not even bloodied.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're good. Oh, thank God. Yeah, you.
Okay.
Got all that right. Barbarian hit point.
Yeah.
You screaming and foaming at the mouth, staring into the corner.
Yeah. Oh
my God, I
looking
just
directly
happening.
Into your eyes.
You hit the ground.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
When all of the tendrils recede and that gap, what that crack in reality closes,
yeah.
The wind is no longer keeping water out. And then also the Karate Jad did break a pretty big hole. So water forces you to the other side of the building. All right, I'm going to get, and now Sorin's also part of this, all three of you to make another acrobatics check to, I'll say, with riding, because you're on basically on a wave, if you succeed, to take no damage.
Okay.
All right. I get a bad boy card. Sorin fails.
Okay. Good stuff. Good
bye
stuff.
Bye, Sorin.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Magical mishap. On the wild magic table.
One little hurrah from the god in the wall.
Yeah, one last tendril slipping through as it goes off.
I gotta, you know?
Yo, you gotta, dude.
I gotta.
It would be insane to ignore this little bit of wild magic.
I really have to. And maybe, who knows, it'll save Sorin.
Maybe.
Where is the cat? Where is the cat?
No. What's gonna happen?
There's tears in his eyes.
The next 1d12 gallons of water the caster touches becomes beer.
What are the odds?
4 gallons of water around Sorin turn into beer.
And then go away. Instantly diluted.
And then Sorin takes 22 points of damage.
Okay.
All right. Oh, fuck. Sorin is barely alive.
Just a little bit tipsy now.
Thorn, you pass.
Great.
Oh, Corn Knight, you got the fucking bardic inspiration still, dumbass.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You failed. You want to use that bardic inspiration?
Yes, please.
By the hairs of your chitty chin chin.
Whew.
All three of you, Sorin gets slammed into the other side, but all three of you... Well, two of you ride the wave.
Okay.
All three of you survive
uh-huh.
as the room begins filling with water.
Okay. I guess. So, where's the Karate Chad?
Karate Chad.
Where's the Karate Chad?
It's blasted a hole through this. It's sinking down.
God, damn
How
it.
Big is it, Adam?
It's too big to wield. So,
but it was like a one-handed hammer.
It
yeah?
was a one-handed hammer. I would say it's a three-handed hammer now.
Okay,
all right.
Interesting. All right, can I swim for it?
Absolutely, sure.
I'm pretty strong.
All right.
I'm cut that I lost
my sword. Is anyone else going
sword.
With him, or is he going on his own?
I'll go with you.
Okay, all thank right. you, Thorin.
I'll go with you.
Thorin, you and the Corn Knight begin swimming after the Karate Chad. You're gaining on it, and then you reach it. You're both going to need to grab it and then swim upwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you surface. It takes that. You're like the edges of your vision begin blacking out, but you surface with the Karaite Chad between the two of you.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
You return with the Karaite Chad and Seren, obviously, to that little dock, that little platform.
Okay.
And a host of dwarves are there when you return. They cheer and help you out of the water.
Okay. Slam the, well, not, I respectfully place the Karaite Chad on the platform.
A dwarf made out of stone asks for it, and you place it
like
in
a rock
there.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't here to judge. Okay.
You ain't here to judge. Shut up.
I place the, yeah.
A a day of celebration is had. The three of you are regaled as heroes and paid, obviously, your proper wage of 3,000
gold. 3,000 gold. Yeah. We also let them know what we saw down there.
The clan kings find this troubling news, but they are glad that the Karaite Chad is returned and this hole has been sealed.
All right. Well, pleasure doing business with you. I have lost my sword to the magic dimension. I will need to forge a new corn sword.
They'll help you if you want.
Yeah, I might stay here instead of returning to headquarters.
Our agreement had expenses covered, and that seems like
this
seems
is an expense.
Like a business expense.
Yeah,
sure.
They'll
absolutely help you reforge the corn sword.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Would you like to stay, or Sarin's going to return to Greyhill headquarters? You could stay or go with her if you want.
I am now 3,000 gold richer, which is good because, as it turns out, the repairs that the Kraken's Revenge needed were cost about 3,000 gold. So to that I say, Corn Knight.
Aye.
Seren, truly was a pleasure making your strange acquaintance. But now, I must go. My people need me. By which I mean my crew.
I go to my effects or something that I kept down. I'll pull out an ear of corn, and I'll hand over, remember me when you're traveling above the sky.
Will this spoil?
It is just corn, so.
Yeah, so I think what I'll do is eat it.
Well, yeah. It's sort of more symbolic, I suppose.
But I'll keep the kind of grody eaten ear.
Yeah, well, you could probably plant it, grow your own corn.
The next time you take a shit, look at that shit and think, corn? All right.
Oh, that's right, the corn. Yeah.
All right, corn, yeah, that's right.
I'll sow these kernels on the next island I see. And every time I return to that little island, I'll remember when the Corn Knight and I fought against cause together.
I I extend my hand for like a big powerful hug.
Yeah.
To corn.
Sure.
All right. And with that, you part ways. Thank you very much, Joey, for guesting on Greyhill Free Company. So where could people find Thorn if they were looking for them? And where can people find you as well?
If people are looking to find Thorn, and if people are looking to find me, you'll find me. Sorry, I should say, my name is James Hake. I am the senior game designer for Ghostfire Gaming, a 5th edition publisher and board game publisher located here in Melbourne, Australia. And Thorn, along with all other pirates of the Ethereal Expanse, the god, Koz the Hermit, and a number of other astral phenomena that I've mentioned in this adventure, they are from Fables, our subscription adventure service, particularly the second episode, Pirates of the Ethereal Expanse. I encourage you all to check it out. Check out the live game we played at PAX Australia back in 2022. And check me out, ghostfiregaming.com.
Well, thank you for listening to one of the many stories of the Greyhill Free Company. We hope this tale imbued you with as much pride and respect for your fellow adventurer as it did me. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed these further adventures of Greyhill Free Company.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.